morning and happy Sabbath. Thank you. Firstly, I would like to take the time to say thank you to Pastor Wegar for allowing me to use his virtual pulpit. Thank you to my parents, who are also the youth ministry leaders, for asking me to be the speaker for today's youth and young adult worship experience. Let's begin with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please bless the people who are listening to this service, and please let them see more of you as I speak and listen to me. May you be with me as I deliver a word to your people, and that they will understand it and truly believe that you are the one and only all-powerful God. Amen. A few nights ago, my parents called me into the dining room, sat me down, and said they wanted to talk to me. I was actually having a rough evening, and when they called me to talk, I thought it was going to get worse. To my surprise, they gave me unexpected compliments and recognition of the hard work I had been doing at school. I was in tears as I took in all the compliments. Then out of nowhere, they said, "Close your eyes and put your hands up. Now, open them." When I opened my eyes, I saw a box with a brand new iPad in it. I was speechless. I said thank you with tears in my eyes. I told my mom I just didn't have words to express my feelings at the moment. And all I could do was look at my new iPad and think, wow, how amazing is this? I was so thankful, and needless to say, my night ended very well. To say the least, that feeling that I had was overwhelming thankfulness. Thankful for their love, thankful for their gift, and thankful for their compassion. This feeling of absolute thankfulness is something I know each of you have felt. This is the feeling we should also have towards God, and leads me to the title of my sermon, which is The Thanksgiving Season. One of the books of the Bible that expresses people giving thanks to God is the Book of Psalms. Spread out through these 150 Psalms are hymns of thanksgiving. Let's look at Psalms 138, verses 1 and 2. I'll repeat. Psalms 138, verses 1 and 2. I have chosen this one because it is simple and specific. It reads, I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart before the gods. I sing your praise. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. I'm sure you can agree that sometimes in our lives we're constantly hurrying and rushing from one thing to another, right? I'm not an adult with that many responsibilities, but my days go something like this. What homework is due? How long do we have to be in the grocery store? Wait, who's playing Fortnite right now? How long can I play on my Nintendo Switch till my mom tells me it's bedtime? Did I clean my room? Oh no, did I pluck up my Chromebook for school? What's on the menu for school lunch tomorrow? Is it the Sabbath? What time does the sun set? We're always thinking of what's next. We always have to go and go, and in the midst of going and going and going, we fail to stop, hit the pause button, and give thanks. Give thanks for all the things we have that God has provided or made ways for us to have. Things we take for granted, maybe warm clothes, food, shelter, a vehicle, parents who love, clean schools to go to, the option to do virtual school or in person. We have so many freedoms and opportunities that God has blessed us with that we assume we deserve. And in the midst of all we do with all we have, too often we forget about God. Most of the time, it's not because we aren't grateful. It's because giving thanks simply slips the mind. We don't prioritize our time with God. We aren't intentional about it like the psalmist was. The scripture we read earlier expressed giving thanks with a whole heart, singing God's praises. Too often we think we've accomplished things on our own, and we forget that the only reason we were able to do it was because God was with us. We forget who made us and why we should be thankful. Well, let me take a minute to remind you that God made us. God gives us opportunity. It's God who continues to provide for our needs and our wants. We need to put aside time for God and include him in our day and prayers of thankfulness. God desires time with us. He desires to hear from us, to teach us, and to use us for his purpose. I want you to do something for me. Let's pray, pretend for a brief moment. Imagine for a moment that you are a Jew who lives in the ancient Near East. The time for one of the Jewish annual feasts has come. You are making a journey from where you live to the holy city of Jerusalem. Your ultimate destination is the temple. Your purpose is worship, and your motivation is thanksgiving for all that God has done for you and your people. You leave home focused, determined, expectant, and wanting to worship the Lord. Now, this was how they showed that they were true worshipers of God, because they were so thankful they traveled through the crippling hot sun to worship the Lord in the temple. This is the intensity we should have to thank God. They were so overwhelmed with thankfulness, they sacrificed their time and energy to show God just how much, and we should do the same. As I close, I want everyone to think back to that one day when you hoped no one would ever find out what you had done. Remember the tears that spilled down your cheeks as you begged God for forgiveness? Remember how God calmed you? How loving his words? And remember how clean your soul was when he washed away your sin? Be thankful to God for what he has done. Be thankful to Jesus for his sacrifice, and make sacrifices in your day and life to show him. Some people are alive and here today because God healed them. Could have died from the flu, COVID, heart attack, cancer, or one of millions of other diseases, but you are alive for one reason and one reason only. God healed. For however long you've been alive, God has been the one to wake you up every single day. He's been the one holding you in his hands. Like the song says, he's got the whole world in his hands. And God has been the one carving out your purpose and has protected you from dangers seen and unseen. These are just some of the things we owe him for. Find time this Thanksgiving season and every day to spend time alone with God and think of all he has given you and all that we owe him. Then bless him by thanking him and listen for how he wants to use you for his kingdom. Thank you, everyone, and may God bless the hearers and the readers of his word.